Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Big Red. Red.
Yeah, what's good?
What's good, Red? Son? So what's good, lady? What up, y'all? What's going on? It's Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Wait, what are you talking about? I'm sorry.
I just read something very disturbing and kind of throwing me off right now.
Well, is it like public disturbing or a friend texting disturbing?
It's kind of disturbing for the hip hop community.
Right, okay, now. Hold on. Okay, we got to go in now. So, all right, once again, Big Red, Brother B, The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. I'm sorry, MENTAL. Okay, go ahead. What happened, Red? What the hell is going on?
A young man, young rapper named Nipsey Hussle. He was out for a number of years. I remember hearing about him.
I heard him.
Huh?
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's gotten shot and killed. I guess not too long ago, in LA.
Wow.
I'm just really like getting things, you know, they're reporting it and I'm just seeing it, you know, you see it on Facebook, so I'm just looking into it now. And also my son also informed me of that, so I'm kind of like, kind of shocked because I was taking a nap and then I woke, you know, I'm waking up to, you know, to get ready to do the show. And then when I look on Facebook, that's the, you know, first thing I've seen. I'm like, you know, the sad thing about it is always happens when someone is trying to evolve in life and they're trying to do something different.
Yeah.
And, you know, he supposedly was supposed to do some type of documentary on Dr. Sebi. So,
yeah.
Of course, you know, it's going to look suspect now.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's gonna look really suspect now.
Yeah, because Dr. Sebi died under, you know, suspect circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So doing a documentary on him. Maybe some things were going to be said that they didn't want put out there.
Right. And, you know, like I said, he was just doing things, you know, him and the young lady, the actress, Lauren London, they were together and they were, you know, trying to start something and, you know, do something different. He's trying to do something different in his life. Also, he had a store, not matter of fact, it was his own clothing store that he was shot outside of. So, you know, he's trying, you know, he was trying to do something for his community. You know, of course, as usual, that's what always happens. It's always when someone's trying to, you know, elevate or do something different or something to help their community or try. It's always something. And it's just like, you know, it's just sad because it's just like, I don't know very much of his music. I remember hearing about him, you know, like years ago, but I don't know very much of his music. But it's just sad to see that once again, a young black brother that's trying to do something, and it's always a problem. It's like somebody somewhere is hating. I don't care if it was a black person, white person. You know, I don't care what nationality it was that may have done this. Why do we get to a? Why are we at a point now in this world where because you are elevating, someone has to literally shoot you down?
Because the thing with that is, it's all about hate sometimes, and it's all about envy. Rest in peace to the dude. You know, I've heard him before. I've listened to some of his music. I mean, listen, this is a prime example why some people get money and leave the area that they used to live. They leave the hood. They just walk away from it. Because, you know what, there's always going to be somebody or someone or a few people that are not going to like the fact that you're going a different path and they're stuck where they're at. And life is all about choices. So people can say what they want, but everyone has a choice. As long as you got free will, you always got a choice to move in another direction. Some people choose to move negative. Hey, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? But it's clear that this guy was doing what he needed to do for his future. And at the age of 33, life cut short. And rest in peace. Nipsey Hussle, man. Caller 1009, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Hey. What's up?
Hey. I can't, it's like, I can't believe it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to be the one to just say it, man. Like, this is why I just can't deal with the Negroes, man. But it could be anybody.
It could be anybody, but
I have to. You know why I have to? Because we know better. We've been talking about the same goddamn thing for years, from NWA to from East Coast to West Coast to wherever. From G-Rap to all the gangster rap, Dr. Dre, Snoop, we've been talking about the same damn thing that go on in our neighborhood for years, and we still doing the same damn shit.
All right.
Same thing. So you know what? It's about accountability. And that's one thing that cats, whether it's black men, black women, you're not taking accountability. We are too busy, because it's gonna be a hot one tonight. We are too busy trying to emulate and adopt the ways of the Neanderthals that brought us here.
Nah.
This is not our way. This is not our culture. Violence is, that's not us, but it became us because we were brought into it. And I don't care what anybody goddamn it says. We were brought into this. So when they want to talk about, there's nothing but savages, who made the savages? Because we wasn't savages when we was over where we was at.
Exactly.
So don't talk about savages. Because if you look at how this country is built, this country was built and taken, let's not talk about savages. Go ahead, Lady T, what's up?
No, I was just going to say, it's like, we're not savages, but when are we going to stop it? Because the minute that you start doing good in your community, that's not a good community, that's not a good area, it's like you're the outcast now. You do know
so
that
what?
You're standing out.
So
you're
know
standing
what?
Out because you're doing right now. So what are they going to do to take you down? They're going to send that negative asshole that want to take you down.
Exactly. And you know what? You just have to move away from it. I mean, listen, if we get nothing else, from the story of Jesus. He was considered, they didn't like him because he went around preaching the word. He went around, they didn't like philosophers going around telling people, hey, you should try this or you should think like this. They were all killed. Jesus was killed too for going around preaching the word. It's something that someone else was like, I don't want anybody believing in what he says. Because if they do that, the next thing you know, people will be thinking this way and I won't have control or we won't have control.
But doesn't it seem like negativity controls? Negativity ends up ruling all? That's what it seems like in this world, period. You could try to change people's mind. The minute that you're doing it, you're a target.
That's the problem.
Right, exactly. That's the whole point. It's the thing of, once again, as I said before, when you start to evolve, quote-unquote, being woke, or you just starting to see things differently, it's like that's when you become the outcast. That's because, you know, you become ridiculed. That's because, you know, everybody wants to start pointing the finger like, oh, well, he's not thinking, or she's not thinking like how we think. Oh, no, we got to get rid of this person.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you corny, you
but
this, that,
not,
and the other, or you're kick. It's not on just corny or whatever, but you're crazy. Something's wrong with you. Oh, so something's wrong with me because I'm not thinking as you think. No, I don't have to think as you think.
But
I'm not supposed to think as you think. That's why we're human beings. That's why we're different. We're different. I'm not supposed to think how you think.
But see, but you know what? We're going to get – what's up, K-Dog? Hold on for a second.
It's okay, K-Dog.
We're still not learning. Because, all right, if I have to go there, if you look at Jesus, in the beginning he rolled with himself, and then he had disciples. Now, to some degree, he rolled with people that were thinking like-minded such as him. People who believed in what he was talking about. See, you know, sometimes the problem is we're too busy talking to people that we just shouldn't be talking to. Now, this may sound crazy or it may sound negative, but if you really think about it, sometimes you can't associate yourself with people who don't understand or not seeing or coming from the same place that you're coming from. Sometimes you just can't do it because you know why? Because there's a wall there. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the conscious level, you can't bring yourself down, and some people just refuse to bring themselves up. So why should you continue to lower yourself on someone else's playing field when you know you are above that? Some people will call that arrogance. I would call it reality. I would call it evolution. I would call it moving to the next step in your life. Because sometimes you just have to distance yourself from the stuff from yesterday. Because obviously, either A, it wasn't no good for you, or B, they're not trying to go where you're going. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be the same place, but some people just want to stay stuck. So you leave them stuck because you can't save everybody. Raising your conscious level, you can't bring people along with you on that.
Right.
That's totally different. And there's people out there, like I said, that just don't want to do it. All they want to do is, I came across somebody some years ago. Grown-ass man, damn near in his, like, 40s, talking about, yo, I just want to put that work in the streets. What? Wait a minute, you got two kids, man. Yeah, I just want to put that work out. I don't want no 9-to-5. All I want to do is sell drugs. Okay. Nice talking to you, guy. Yo, that boom, right there.
Yeah.
There's no need to associate, and there's no disrespect to him because God bless him and his travels. But you know what? I'm not with that, so I got to go the other way.
You know, you can say that all you want. You may have family members that also changed their life around that was about that street life. You got to remember also you may have changed your life around with it, but you got certain characters that will still follow you just because of that. They think you that same person. You know what I mean? They want to do you harm. They meant to do you harm then before when you was rolling with it. Now you're up out of it. So it's like the message should be to the, especially the youth. It's like don't even get into it because trust me, it follows you later on in life even when you grow up and realize, you know what, I was doing wrong then. It's something called karma, and it comes in all different forms and all different ways, and people don't realize that.
Well, listen. All right. So with that being said, We're gonna let K-Dog set it off, because we're not even gonna talk about this Jussie thing. We're just gonna go into the meat and the potatoes of the thing, because the Jussie thing is I don't even know what to say about it, man. To me, it's just a joke. It's a joke on the legal side, and it's a joke on his side. It's just a joke. So, but we're gonna let K-Dog, you choose. You can go with meat and potatoes, or you can go with the potato salad. Whichever you choose. Set it off, man.
All right. Hey, everybody. Everybody. Peace and love to everybody. First up, I just got to say, listen, power to Nipsey Hussle. It's a damn shame that we have to hear another brother losing his life to senseless violence. And, you know, Brother B, you said it all, man. And, you know, you and I spoke about this. What the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing? I mean, okay, yes, it could happen to anybody, but come on, seriously? This is what we're doing to one another? Damn, it's really a damn shame.
It ain't just sad. We've been doing this to one another.
Yeah, we always doing this. Mm-hmm. And when one of us has the guts to stand there and say, hey, listen, look, it's wrong. Listen, look, we need to build our own. We need to do this. What do we call them? You're a coon. You're a sellout. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, come on, really? Come on.
Now, with that being said, I'm going to ask you a question, K-Dog.
Yeah.
All right. I know shit about to hit the fan now. So, with all that you just said, I remember there was a time where Bill Cosby. Now, before we go in, let's not get it confused.
Right.
I don't know Cardi B. I don't know Bill Cosby. God bless them. But they don't sign no checks for me, nor do they take care of my daughter. So I really don't give a fuck. But we're just talking about it. But anyway, so let's go. Let's go. So there was a time where Bill Cosby, where a lot of black people deemed his mouth was kind of reckless when he was talking about the situation, you know, amongst black people, especially people, I guess, in the hood, talk about, you know, dude, you need to pull your pants up. You know, girls out there need to stop having babies. You need to stop doing this, doing that. And a lot of people got angry.
I remember that.
Do you think he was wrong for saying what he said?
When I heard I heard bits and pieces of it. But once I heard the whole thing, what Bill Cosby was trying to do, and I understand what he was doing. He wasn't saying anything wrong. He was just telling it what it is. Like, you know, he was talking about the parents, the way the parents are raising these children. And, of course, he was telling the parents about, listen, to stop trying to get the parents, to stop getting. I'm talking about it now. Sorry. Yeah. So then, sorry about that. Yeah. So, he was talking about how parents need to stop getting upset, you know, whenever they see they wait until their child is wearing an orange suit. That's when they want to get upset, saying, oh, they treat my kids unfairly. And, of course, he was talking about the girls having respect for themselves. Now, with that being said, I understand what Bill Cosby was saying, but a lot of people to this day, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, Bill Cosby could go straight to hell because he ain't give a damn about black people. He's a sellout. how he sat there and dirtied and put black people down. I'm like, did you hear what he was saying? Oh, he ain't have to say that to us. Really?
Now, do you think that his time had to come? Because what a lot of people don't know, and once again, I have to say, this is really not, I mean, Red, Red, I'm sure you know where I'm going, because you know I don't do the surface.
Yep.
So it's deeper than that. But with Bill Cosby, Do you think his time had to come? Because, once again, a lot of people don't know how pro-black Bill Cosby was and still
a lot
is.
Of people.
Extremely
pro-black. Oh, yeah, and that's the point, and that is the whole point. That is the whole point. That's just like, and I'm going to go a little off of it, that's just like Michael Jackson, the same thing. They try to make, Michael wanted to be white, he this, and that. Do they realize how pro-black Michael Jackson was? Are you kidding me?
Very pro-black.
Michael Jackson was way pro-black. So it's like when people say certain things, and I'm like, yo, y'all need to wake up and stop the bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry to get mad like that. But it's like, stop the bullshit. Like, open your eyes. Like, and I'm not talking about, the younger generation, I can see them saying some stupid shit. But the older ones, it's like, are y'all kidding me?
I heard a 50-year-old man. Let me tell you. I had an older man over at the barbershop who said Bill Cosby could go straight to hell. He didn't give a damn about black people. He knocked black people down to the ground. How are you going to go up and say that in front of everybody about black people? I'm like,
because he's ignorant. Because he doesn't know. Apparently, he doesn't know the truth. Apparently, he never did his homework on Bill Cosby. He doesn't know the Bill Cosby that it's deeper than he was doing this before the Cosby Show. He was doing this before A Different World. He always,
they never watched that album in the Cosby Kids. Like, they kidding me? Like, come on
whatever
now.
Whatever he did, he represented black. I remember there was a time where white people got mad. I even got a little mad at one point, but white people got mad. You know why they got real mad at him? Because he bought the rights to Little Rascals. He bought the rights to the Little Rascals because he didn't like how Buckwheat and Stymie was being depicted. He didn't like how the two black characters were being depicted, so he bought the damn rights.
Oh, and another thing, you had amongst our own people, and the sad thing is amongst our own, who sat there and put down the Cosby Show. You want to know why they? How you gonna show that? I'm like, okay.
Because to them it was unrealistic. To them it was
unrealistic, right? But little did you know, if you really looked at the Cosby Show, the characters, Dr. Cliff Huxtable and Claire Huxtable, were both alumni of HBCUs, which is Historical Black College and University, and they had 5 children. They lived a good life, and people didn't like that. They were like, that's not showing the real black family. I'm like, not showing the real black family? What are you supposed to show?
Exactly.
I was supposed to be like Good Times.
We had enough of that. We had enough of that with Good Times. Like, didn't they watch enough Good Times back in the day? Like,
it was always eating grits. There was the grits. Yeah. I don't ever remember them eating anything else but grits.
No, yep. It was oatmeal, not grits. It was oatmeal.
They had grits too. But yeah, they did have oatmeal too. It's like oatmeal or grits, either night breakfast
and
dinner, lunch.
And that was the anger they felt. And that was the anger they felt towards the Cosby Show, because please, man, all that stuff, man, all that Cosby Show, that shit is fake. Bill Cosby, you know, you're appealing to the white man. I'm like, wow, appealing to the white man, ain't that some shit?
So now, Red, I want to go to Red, and then I want to go to Lady T, and then back to
Lady
T,
please.
Yeah. So now we have a situation where, now once again, I don't really do a whole bunch of news watching. Either Red will hit me up, yo, did you hear about this? Or I'll see it on Facebook. News is too depressing for me. So apparently, Cardi B is on the hot seat. Videos just automatically surfaced about her making some comments stating that she has lured men to hotels, drugged them, and robbed them. Now, I was like, okay, wow, interesting. But then people started making comparisons to Cosby and Cardi B, which I found extremely interesting because it's different, but it's kind of the same, but it's different. But what I found even more interesting was the amount of support from a lot of women for Cardi B, saying that, oh, she had to do what she had to do. No, it's not the same, this, that, and the third. So, Red, please, your opinion on it.
Okay. Once again, it's a double standard. Now, at the same time, she admitted to saying that she drugged young men or whoever and robbed. Okay. At this time, I guess when she was doing this, you know, once again, it was a thing of, okay, maybe this is the type of lifestyle she was living. I've heard of that happening a lot of times where women would tie up a man, act like they're going to have sex with him, drug him, or get him drunk or whatever, and then they rob him. I'm not saying that is right, but her as being now a public figure, why would you even admit to something like, say, why are you admitting to something and just blatantly coming out with it and admitting to something knowing that you're going to get backlash or ridicule for it? Maybe she don't care. I'm seeing her as that type of woman. She really don't, you know, she don't care, because I guess she feels she could back up whatever it is that's going to happen to her. Okay, but then at the end of the day, once again, like I said, you're a public figure. You're out there. You have people that are young, you know, young ladies that are looking up to you, and a lot of these young ladies are probably like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to do that. It's bad enough. They already see the fact that it's bad enough that a lot of these young ladies look at these women now as, oh, well, she was a stripper, now she's a rapper. So you know what? That's what I'm striving to be. So I don't think it's I think on both parts with Bill Cosby and with her, it's wrong on both parts. But she just robbed him. Bill Cosby supposedly raped these women, supposedly. So that's where I think it becomes, you know, like a thin line. And then you have all the other things that are factoring in with the fact that, you know, as you said before, you know, Bill Cosby was a positive, you know, aspect in the black community. So, you know, now it's like, okay, we got to break him down. We got to find some way to break him down and make him look like he was just, you know, because, of course, they're always trying to, you know, demonize the black man, always. But with Cardi B, my thing is, it's like it's being acceptable because it's, I guess because she's a woman, and you have women that think, oh, she's just getting back at the men. You know what? Yeah, that's right. Drug him, because you know what? If it was the other way around, he'd have drugged her up and tried to rob her or rape her or whatever. So you know what? Yeah, that's right. She drugged him and robbed him. So what? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on both parts, it's just craziness. And once again, this is why there's a divide. There's a big divide between men and women now, because everybody has too much hang-ups. It's too many hang-ups now. This is why there's no more dating, no more courting. This is why, you know, men are treating women a certain way, and this is why women are treating men a certain way. There's no trust anymore. Nobody can trust anybody.
Lady T?
So that's my take on it.
Right,
I have a whole totally different spin on it for you guys. Number one, that's a 3-year-old video. Why they wasn't talking about it 3 years ago before she came popular to white America? Number two, mm-hmm. She has money now. She has enough money where I'm sure she can protect herself possibly. But why are we comparing her to somebody as powerful? And I'm talking about not dollars-wise as far as power, but as far as black power as Bill Cosby, number one. Number two, you're dealing with strippers. What do you think is going to go down? I'm not making any excuses for her.
Exactly.
She is not the same in comparison. So why aren't we kind of like, just open your eyes a little bit more. I'm about to open you guys' eyes a little bit more. Why are we not comparing her to Santonia Brown, who got in trouble for the same type of prostitution and so forth? You understand what I'm saying? You can't compare her to Bill Cosby. It is not the same.
Yeah, no different. Well, it's
only,
different.
Well, no, that's, but I find that interesting as well. But the only reason why people seem to be comparing it is because of the drugging aspect. That's the only thing that I believe that people are trying to link it is the drugging thing. And see, my thing is this: whether someone will believe it or not, or admit to it if not or not. Because once again, when it comes down to Bill Cosby, like I said, I don't know him personally, really don't care. But once again, it's deeper than that.
I have one more point to that story.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish it. No, finish it, Brother B.
I need you to finish.
Please.
I did my research on dudes that want to take the strippers home, because technically you're not supposed to be taking them home, whatever happens, stay in the club, right? So when you take them home, you kind of at your own risk. Okay.
Exactly.
So it's a guy that spoke on that with, you know, he took the stripper to the hotel, whatever the case may be. Obviously, that stripper also drugged him, robbed him for like $850, his Louis V belt and everything like that. You know, he was getting high with her. He don't know what was laced and what else she could drug in aspect with the Quaaludes and stuff like that. But with Bill Cosby, but back then, Quaaludes was popping to them. Okay, it was popping to Scarface, so it was popping to them. That's what they was doing. It's no different than these pills that's out there. People want to pop mollies, and you think that you're going to wake up with your clothes on and all your money with these strippers? Nah. So it's at your own risk. You want to go out there and sell drugs? At your own risk. It's all the same. They got risks to things that you know you should not be doing. That's the point that I'm making.
Right.
And I'm glad that you took the bat. Like you didn't just take the MLB bat. You took like the stick ball with the blue ball.
No,
you just
did.
You just launched it. You know what I'm saying? To the
no,
next ball.
The slam dunk.
So thank you very much. Thank you. But yo, I mean, see, my thing is this: like you said, that's your own.
Exactly, taking a strip.
A lot
home,
of us don't
want
to be accountable for the things at our own risk. But where I really need to take it now is I find it extremely interesting how the Negroes are always quick to jump on the negative train when it comes to certain situations. They're so quick to believe. Because my thing is this. Listen, Cardi B can say whatever she wants to say. But just because now somebody could take that as, oh, well, that's a statement coming out of her mouth, don't mean she really do it. Shit, people lie. She could have been saying that for just to get a little publicity or whatever. Who knows? I don't know.
She said it on a live video stream. Yeah, it was like a live video stream.
You have 58 women come out and say, oh, we know rape is heinous. Hey, rape, listen, you can be the sweetest guy on the planet, but as soon as somebody say, oh, I was sexually assaulted by him or he raped me, you are done.
Yeah.
You're done. There's no coming back. There's no coming back from any of that at all. So with that being said, it's amazing how the Negroes always are so quick to believe what they hear instead of actually doing their homework or actually finding out for themselves. As you said about the gentleman in the dude at the barbershop, saying what he said about Bill Cosby. Listen, there's all types of videos. As long as I've seen Bill Cosby, he's always been pro-black.
Champion.
And I'm sure there are people who don't like that. So my thing is, why do we always go for the bullshit? Why do we always go for the big?
Yeah.
See, this whole Cardi B thing and comparing to Bill Cosby, you're right, Lady T. And you're right, Red. Like, there is really no comparison. There is no comparison. People just want to use that one thing, the drugging thing, to make a point. But there's no point to really be made.
But why do people fall into it so fast and just believe it? Like, oh, everybody jumped on a bandwagon with it. I'm like, isn't there a young woman, Santonia Brown, that's, what was she, like 15 or something, when she was also on prostituting and stuff, and they want to lock her up or whatever the case may be?
Yeah.
And she's still fighting for justice?
She's still trying to fight to get out because they put her in, they arrested her, and I'm like, wow.
You know what my thing is? We all have choices, once again. No one, unless, like, someone is forcing you, making some type of threat. I don't know how some people get forced into things, but it does happen. But when you have free will, you have options, of course.
Exactly.
And you can choose to do something, and you can choose not to do something. And now, I mean, I used to watch a lot of TV. I used to watch a lot of hip-hop videos, and I'm always seeing my black woman, using their bodies to push somebody's agenda. Now, I remember back in the day.
Exactly.
Back in the day, at least they kept their clothes on. They did their fly little dances, bamboo earrings, maybe some biker pants, but they kept it, kept the clothes on.
Yeah,
I was kind of good with that. Now call me old school if you want, but I was good with that because you know what? I've always told you certain things you just got to leave to the imagination.
Exactly.
Everything ain't got to be out there.
Now it's all hanging out. They're letting it all out.
And my problem is, why do we have to go that route when we know there's a clear double standard? See, when a white woman does it, it's considered art. Or it's considered it's okay. Kim Kardashian can do it and it's no problem. One of our women do it, and it's trash. She's a whore. She's this, she's that. And I'm like, you know what? For all that's being said, when are we going to try to curb that stereotype? When are we going to try and listen. I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but there's other hustles out there. And this is not the only one.
Sorry, you can't curb it because sex sells. Even to you guys, just something good walking down the street. She could be she could be fully clothed and you guys are gawking at her booty. I had that happen to me. I'm fully clothed.
Oh, yeah.
My coat and all. Like, what you really seeing?
Yes, exactly. I put my little, like when IG, when Instagram like really first started, I put a little picture here or there, but, I don't dress like, especially on Instagram. I'm not letting it all hang out like how these females are doing now because they damn near naked on Instagram. I'm a BBW or SSBBW or whatever they want to call it.
They love them
BBWs. I'm SSBBWs.
Almost
half butt naked on there.
They love
y'all. Woo woo. And men like what they like. Anybody like what they like. But I'm just saying, I was never that type of woman, and I'm still not that type of female where I'm going to be out there just hanging everything out just for some life. And guess what? I was dressing, decent, and I still had guys in the DM sending me all kinds of pictures and everything. So it's just like, it's just sad, just like Lady T said, sex sells. And as I said before, these young ladies now, they rather strive to be strippers than to be anything else. I've had a young lady say that, well, I want to be a stripper. I said, well, why would you want to be? You know how much money they make? I said, but, lawyers and judges and, I was just naming other stuff. They make just as much money.
Strippers and what's the other one? The bottle attendants, especially, because I know a girl that's a
bottle
attendant.
Girl,
she's like, I got my first, her condo with that money, so I need to continue making this money. I'm like, dang,
bottle service girl. A lot of them that's striving to be that, too. It's like, I want to be a bottle girl. So you want to be a bottle girl because you think that's what you're supposed to be.
I don't know. It's like, at that age, I was striving to finish college. Still have my job.
You know what it is? It's a whole new generation now, and it's sad. And I'm going to tell you why it's sad. You see, and I'm sure all of you will agree with this. Okay, allow me to use race. See, when a white woman does something like, let's just say she's a stripper, people don't really look at it like, oh, my goodness, it's trash. But yet, you know, she's viewed differently. But when you look at these reality TV shows like I.E. Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, and all this, that, the other, the black woman is seen as a gold digger, materialistic, and ratchet, like they use now. And unfortunately, these young girls look at these girls in the reality TV shows as role models. Like, ooh, look at her. She's getting her hustle on. She's getting her money on. Oh, yeah, I could do this. I might as well do it. And, you know, there is no goal. They don't have no goals for, like Big Red said, lawyers, doctors, teachers, a future politician. There's so much more you could do once you put your mind to it. But instead, you're looking at it like, oh, I'm going to make some easy money. I might as well become a stripper. I might as well become a bottle attendant and all of this with no futuristic goals. I mean, let's face it. You can't stay a stripper forever because after a while, within a few years, you know, your body's going to start changing. And, you know, who's going to pay money to come and see you sagging?
I was Dr. Miami. I was Dr. Miami.
Right. And, you know, I'm like, damn,
but that
man,
costs
what
money,
the hell
but, that costs, but that costs a whole lot more money. That may be your condo payment. That may be your car note.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
You're going to have to shake more ass, or you're going to have to do a couple other things to get the more money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they do, a couple more other things.
And that's the problem. When you start out one way, best believe, you're probably going to wind up ending on another. And that's the whole, we get caught up. I don't know why we get caught up. Minorities get caught up in this BS, man. Like I said, this whole
thing. No, we do. We allow ourselves to get caught up in it. And that's a sad thing because, you know, what is it with us, with our love for the negative? Do we not see the negative? Do we not see the negative?
Because we like the popularity of the trend. We ride that wave where
exactly.
Another race will not be riding that wave. They're trying to get educated and trying to one-up that wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another reason why I believe there's so much negative in the black community or amongst black people, because, I mean, and I have to, you always have to go back to, you know, to the future to see where you are in the present. You know, we have to go back in history. I mean, we weren't brought here under, if you know, it's a key word, we weren't brought here on the good terms. You know,
nope.
When you have a history of being considered, you know, subhuman, when you have a history of, you know, looking at pictures and seeing people that look like you swinging from a tree or serving a white man or being stepped on by a white man, a white woman, when you constantly see these negative images, what self-esteem can you possibly have? And what's sad is, no matter what your mama tell you, or what your dad, or what your daddy tell you, when you go step out into that world, you're basically on your own. You may be walking with the words of wisdom that they gave you, but you got to face that world on your own. And when the world starts showing you that negative, when the world starts showing and telling you, you ain't nothing but a little end. You ain't nothing but this. You ain't nothing but that. After a while, I think people just start to believe it. And then they become it. And then they no longer give a damn about being anything else because they do not know anything else. Because they kind of made themselves ignorant to any and everything else, anything positive, because all they hear is, and all they see is NWAs. All they hear about is Nipsey Hussles. All they hear about is Freddie Graves. You know what I find even more interesting? The same goddamn energy that we use to beef about Bill Cosby or Cardi B or whatever else, I wish we would use that same energy to go after George Zimmerman. I wish we would use that same goddamn energy to go after that cop, whether he's still on the force or not, legally go after him for shooting Tamir Rice. I wish we would use that same energy to go after all these other people, whether it be in law enforcement or not, that go out there that kill black and brown people, black and brown kids, black and brown women and men. Go after them with the same energy. But you know what? You and Memphis are scared. You're too busy wanting to be like, you know what? Let me fall back, stay home. Well, smoke a bone. I can't do nothing to change something. You really? You sure you can't? Maybe you can, but you're just too afraid to. It's that work ethic. You don't want to put that work in doing the right thing, but it's okay to do the wrong thing because it's easier. With all that mouth that everybody want to talk about, you need to put that same energy, that same focus into the things that's going wrong with us instead of contributing to what's going wrong with us. Because everybody else sitting back laughing because we're the entertainers.
Exactly.
Because we are the uncool. We are all, we're everything else but positive to them. Yet, if we never was in this country, there would be no America.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
But
not at all.
Knowing that, no one wants to step up.
All right, we've been in this country so long, though, Brother B.
I mean,
you know, when it started, you had, you know, the in-house slave and the house nigga, okay? I mean,
exactly.
The outside slave. So it's
slave.
Always.
Oh, sorry, hon. I just meant the
it's
field.
Always, it's always been, it's always been competition, though, amongst blacks. So I get your point when what you say, when will it stop? But do they want it to stop?
No, they don't.
Because you got a lot of house niggas in spotlight right now. You know what the problem
is? Yes,
Bill Cosby wasn't a house nigga. Cardi B ain't Cardi B ain't the house nigga. She's very vocal. Cause so like you said, because I found it interesting too. Wait a minute, she said this how long ago? And it's just coming out now.
Like 3 years ago. On a live stream with that.
You know what
I mean?
But wait a minute. That means she making too much money. She need to fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like, Cardi B. Oh, yeah. Yo, what? You talking? You running your mouth? We got you.
Remember,
well,
she won some awards, a couple awards, first black female awards and all this nonsense.
Right.
It's like,
Yeah.
You too much in the light.
That's the whole point. That's the thing. When you start having too much power, making too much money, they got to try, especially our people, they got to find some way or somehow or something to make it seem like, oh, no, you making too much money. We got to put you down. We're going to put you in the ground. Like I said, look what they did to Michael Prince and everybody else. Oh, no, we got to put you in the ground.
Yeah, we
got to
make
you.
He's
also wrong, though, for even admitting that on the live stream.
And you got Elvis. You got Elvis and the Beatles, Cowboy? No, we can't let you live with that.
No, because you know what it is? It's like
Michael
this. I'm going to tell you, it's fear.
Well, wait, real quick,
it's
Michael,
fear.
Before you say that, Michael Jackson owned a little more than 50% of Sony.
And they
couldn't have that. They couldn't have that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When it comes down to it, it's like the biggest fear that they see is when a black person, whether it's a black woman or a black man, is intelligent enough to do things and say, well, I know what's mine, and this is mine. I'm owning this, and I'm owning that. This is mine. It scares them. They're like, damn, we can't do nothing to them. Nope, you can't. You can't outsmart them. You can't play them.
Uh-huh.
You're smart.
And it also comes up to ownership, too, when you just I just want to get off the Cardi B thing, but it also comes up to ownership with it. Everybody want to blame internet. You give the internet information. That's how they get the information.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She gave this live stream. She said what she said. She should have just shut your mouth. Why you even needed to say that? You could have just said, I did some things, you know, when I was stripping, if you wanted to, even if you wanted to mention that. I don't understand what her topic was. It was just like one of those rambling days for her. When I watched the footage,
just to get attention,
and she did a lot of that anyway. But yeah,
Just exactly.
to get people's attention. And that's the thing that people do on social media. Like, damn. You know, at first, I used to be one of those that'd be like, damn, man, social media is really messing up. But it's not social media. You can't blame social media. Blame the person.
Well, of course.
Blame the person.
I mean, you got to blame the person because nobody, you shouldn't be putting your stuff out there like that anyway.
No, you shouldn't.
That's number one.
You shouldn't.
Number two, one thing about social media is that we're so busy doing this fake ass socializing with people we may know or don't know, which is taken away from the reality of things. It's taken away mm-hmm. the personal. See, it's easy to dismiss somebody or say something to somebody when it's not personal. But when it's personal, it's kind of different. That's why you have these little cornball beefs on Facebook or on the internet and stuff like that. Because when people don't know each other, they quick to just say stupid stuff. They quick to, you know, oh, I could say this. But when you know somebody like that, it's like, you got to think twice. It's so fake
right.
now. Everything is fake. If we got to go there, this whole thing with Jussie Smollett, how do you pronounce his name? Listen.
Jussie.
What did the NAACP wanted to honor him?
Did they want to honor him, or was he up for award for his character on Empire? Is really a great character, so don't take away from his acting. I mean, come on.
But why are you getting an award now? Why now?
It was planned. It was planned. He been was nominated. It's not nothing new.
Okay. I mean, I was just wondering.
You do know that, time. Right? These nominees came out so long ago. It's not.
I mean, I don't watch Empire. I only watch the first season. I don't watch these award shows because
I watch
the NAACP. The NAACP. I don't believe in it. It wasn't made by us for us. So I don't really rock with them anymore.
What do you believe in, Brother B? Other than salt, fish, and bake, what you believe in?
I believe in what we're doing right now. I believe in communication. I believe in people who want to strive for something better. I believe in things, people who want to evolve, raise their conscious level. Like I said, there's certain things that I'm just not about. I mean, in my lifetime so far, I've had numerous conversations with many people. Many people of different backgrounds, different faiths, even people who just don't like me, whether it's the person or don't like me for my color.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it all interesting. And did I hold any malice against any of them? No, not at all, because I respect your opinion. And I would hope you would respect mine. But my thing is the fact that, somewhere along the line, the bullshit really just has to stop. And I think that's the problem. Like, everybody's so caught up in their own goddamn hype that they're not paying attention to the world around them. You know, like, your shit stinks too. Don't think it doesn't, because it does. But a lot of people think their shit doesn't stink. Why? Because you got a house. Why? Because you got a nice car. Why? Because you got some material thing. Why? Because you got a title, a label at your job. Listen, your shit still stinks. No matter what you do for a living or how you do it, your shit still stinks. You flush the toilet too.
It still stinks.
But you know, Lady T was asking me, like, and my whole thing is like, like I said, I try to keep faith in humanity, but a lot of times people just show me that sometimes there just isn't no faith. That's why I just
It just sounds like you believe in the value of life, which is solid. That's something solid that these days people don't take, as a value.
Right.
And you wouldn't believe, but of course, then again, I'm sure you would, how much people will give you a hard time. Just for being passionate about life, which is totally disgusting. I just find it disgusting and disturbing. How could you be mad at me for being passionate about life, then something's wrong with you.
That's because they're not Pat, they're discussing with their own lives. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They are very unhappy. They're miserable.
They're unhappy. They're very disgusted with their own lives. They're unhappy. Everything is negative to them. Like, you know, every they feed off of negativity. Like, they feed off of everything negative. And then, like I said, everybody has their days where they may not feel like themselves all the time. But sometimes you got to pull yourself out of that and you know, start to do things that will make you happy. Like I said, this world is very negative. Like, once again, because of the powers that be and what, you know, that person that we have in office, he definitely set the tone for the whole world.
Remember, King Neanderthal. King of the Neanderthals.
He has set the tone for the whole world, you know, especially the United States, but for the whole world. He has set that tone. And it's
but what's funny, he said it while he was rallying Big Red. You know what I mean? Remember when he was rallying, he already had that tone set. So what does that tell us even before he was president? You know what I mean?
Right. So
they was ready to bust out the box. They got tired of being quiet. They was ready to bust out the box. They wanted to take their hoods off. Now they wearing red hats.
And you know, like they had, what was the movie The Wiz? And when the witch got flushed down the toilet and everybody took off all them clothes, that's what it's like.
Yes, it is.
I didn't get to see a brand new day. Magma is a like, are you kidding me? I can't. It's just that, you know, they're not happy with themselves, and people have to start whatever you're doing in life or whatever way you are. You have to find some type of happiness somewhere, and it's possible. Even if you just find it in your own head, you can find that happiness somewhere.
See, what I found interesting was how this whole Jesse Smollett thing. People said, "Oh, he should go to jail," and then this dude chimes in, talking about it's a stain on America. Or whatever crap he said. Yo.
Yeah, when he said that, I'm looking like, didn't you put the stain on it? But all right.
Are you serious?
Oh, all right. So
this dude did something. He did something stupid. We know he did something stupid. All right.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
You know what? You're actually right, Lady T. Because
you have to say allegedly. You can't say that, being that the man hasn't been convicted. I didn't see murder.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
so allegedly.
I'm sorry.
Allegedly, he did these things. But yet, in the public eye, he's been convicted. And it is what it is. But to ask for this man to go to jail. All right, what did he do that would make him deserve jail time?
Exactly.
That's what I
want to
know.
Is it me, or is the justice system flawed anyway?
Well, you know what? You know the problem?
It is all messed up.
No, you know what? Nah, the justice system is not flawed.
It truly is, though, but okay. Tell me why.
No, you know why it's not flawed? It wasn't meant for us.
Exactly.
It's flawed. It's flawed because of how we perceive it. But this justice system was not meant for us, and we weren't in mind. So therefore, we may look at it as being flawed, but it's not. It works perfectly for them, but it's not for us. Mm-hmm. Call the 7244. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
Yeah, you're right. It's running just as the way it was meant to be. Ran, I guess, to, you know, poop on us as black people.
Well, you know what? The Neanderthals designed it a way for it to always work. They're never going to make anything that's not going to work for them.
Exactly.
It always has to work for them. So when they freed, so when the so-called freedom of the slaves, what did they do? That's when they came out with the Watch Patrol. I want you to go out there and get any one of them that's loitering or doing this and that, and put them in jail. And everything started. It's just started all over again.
and you had the casual killing act, you know, even though they quote unquote let slavery go, you still had the pastime of, you know, hanging Negroes, you know,
yeah.
And you know, and certain things that were done even with the situation in Flint, Michigan. There's no way we should still be talking about quote unquote American people that don't have the ability to, you know, have clean water, or where some stars, some entertainers have to come out their pockets to kind of help or aid that situation. We watched the same thing go on with Katrina. Now, if that would have been West Virginia, when West Virginia got flooded, you would have saw America quickly go and support their own team. But, you know, in Hurricane Katrina, it took them, you know, what was it, a week for them to go out and, you know, get resources. I think they said Switzerland had some type of high-tech water purification machine, but America had actually put it on hold, or they didn't allow it to be processed where it could be used, basically where they were looking at. I think they called us refugees. You know,
they did.
You know, basically,
yes, they did.
They're saying that we're on the outside looking in. So looking at the title of the show today, you know, it's very important for us to not be naive and look at people that constantly do the same thing to us, rape, rob us, you know, rape and
over
rob
and
our culture, you know, and actually show those guys support. Because, you know, even when, you know, I saw you guys were talking about Cardi B, but I saw there was a commercial on, and it's showing where Cardi B got that ochre, whatever the little thing is she's saying. It shows where she got that from, and it was some white lady, you know, that was actually picking on black people, on black women. I think it's a little commercial, fake commercial. I can't believe it. And she was talking about doing black women's hair and, you know, basically mocking black, kind of like blackface. It's basically blackface. And even with a person like Cardi B, we do know that she's Hispanic or she comes from a Spanish background. You won't go as black people over into their community calling them spick or referring to them as spick. But we allow these people, the quote-unquote outsiders, come in, call us nigger, say whatever. Even in this case, where you got this black Negro, Rick Ross, black as ever, and he is the one that's coming to the aid of Cardi B inside the debauchery that she's, you know, promoting. And this type of idea, because there's so many of our black girls, black women even, that love and support Cardi B, whether it be from the Love and Hip Hop thing, her raunchy music. She has a stripper, you know, type of thing inside her shows, where she's doing something that black artists, female artists, had never done. She's getting on stage. Even Lil' Kim, she might have been provocative in her poster, inside her pictures, but this woman is actually getting on stage, stripping, showing her titties, doing all this other stuff, and what we do, we applaud. She gets a Grammy. You know, she gets all these, you know, high awards and praises. And, you know, like I said, when things like happened in the Bill Cosby case, nobody was actually coming to their aid or defense. You know, when other things, when other parts of the system are actually down-talking people that possibly could be or are beneficial, we stand there and don't say anything, but we'll argue for these people, you know, that constantly rape, rob ourselves and our culture, you know.
You know why,
so
Paula? I just wanted to say something with what you just said with that. They only go but so far to fight for the cause because they're afraid of the repercussions. Where back in, let's say, Dr. Martin Luther King Day, they were bearing those scars. They didn't care if they got hit over their head and stuff like that. Nowadays, they only go but so far. These are not real black leaders. They're brainwashing the communities.
That's right. And it's a dollar.
That's right.
A dollar.
And a dollar. And their dollars will get cut off.
Right.
And
that check.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that check is what they're mocking. Well, even in the, I know you guys saw the Steve Harvey, Monique interview, where, you know, Monique was basically talking about, you know, for her integrity, she's not going to sell out. And, you know, Steve Harvey, which he's the one that's popular, he's the one got all the money, he's saying, well, hey, when it comes down to your check or to your integrity, you better throw your integrity out the door. You know, basically, you know, that same type buck dancing mentality. Let me clean master's shoes. Let me do what I have to do. I'm going to lose my own integrity, but as long as I get a check, I'm all right.
And you know what? You know what? That's the problem. Because, you know what I'm saying? We always looking for the check. The check is like the pat on the head.
Exactly.
Here you go, boy. Here you go, girl. Here, take the check. Here you go. Meanwhile, how much more checks are they getting off the one check that we get?
Oh yeah, right? Plenty more.
There's always somebody making more. You can do your own thing, that's integrity. Integrity will tell you, listen, I'm not going to do this because later on down the line, somebody going to see me for this, and I ain't going that route. I'd rather stand on my own two or stand on my principles.
Right.
Kind of going back to Bill Cosby to a degree, he stood on certain principles. He's always been standing on them, even when his son got killed. Nobody even gave a damn when in the middle of all this trial and all this stuff that he was going through with this rape and everything, he lost his daughter. Nobody gave a damn about that.
Nope.
Nobody gave a damn about his daughter dying. All they wanted to do is nail him to the cross for this woman who made $3.8 million. She was paid. Of course, they didn't really put that out there, though. But she was paid $3.8 million. But do you think that she spread the love with that money? You think the Me Too movement got a cut? You think battered women or any other of these little, you think they got a cut? I just doing some research. Because she went quiet.
Hell no.
But you're right.
Everybody went. It's like, excuse me for interrupting, but it's like whatever it is, as soon as Bill Cosby was locked up, they celebrated, they jumped for joy, and then after that, everybody turned around and went home after the celebration.
And because you know what's sad? Because they felt like it was a victory, like they took Jack the Ripper off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, next, then you got R. Kelly, who's been running around doing what he's been doing for years, but he's been doing it for years, and they let him because he's been making them money. Now I got to the point where they was like, listen, Kells, we got it. You're doing too much now. We gotta cut you a little bit, man. We gotta cut you loose. You wilding out now. But he's still gonna make money. And I find it interesting after all that he was doing, black women still supporting him.
Right. Yes, they
were. I don't understand. It was record sales was going through the roof. What kind of backward shit is that?
Because they don't see past the stardom. It's so stupid.
Exactly.
They don't take that stardom away from him and look at what he's really being convicted of. But this time they say they have,
but
you know,
yeah,
proof.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, yeah, just like you said, you still find, you know, going, record sales are going through the roof, but then, okay, but Bill Cosby, then, you know, they getting on him and say, oh, he's this and he's that and this. Like, I don't understand.
The dude
pulled the
little girls. The dude was molested.
Yeah.
He's sleeping with little underage girls.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something that's bad? When Bill Cosby was convicted of this, what do you know? They pulled the Cosby Show off a lot of networks. A lot of networks refused to show the Cosby Show anymore. But yet, R. Kelly's music is still being played on the radio.
R. Kelly wasn't convicted yet. I'm sure they'll pull his stuff when he's convicted. That's what they waiting for.
I think if he's convicted, they're still going to be buying his albums and everything else. They're still going to be streaming his music.
Of course. And I'm going to tell you right now, when my daughter starts deciding, when she starts making her decision to go to certain colleges, I will make sure I look up every HBU that decided to take Bill Cosby's name down off a hall or a wall or whatever. You accepted his money. Now he's trash for you. After you accept, I will not have my child go to any school that supports that type of bullshit. Supports that type of rhetoric. Say what you will, but I don't like the fact that it was done. Not just because it could have been anybody other than Bill Cosby, but the fact is we are always so quick to stab each other, but we won't pull that knife on anybody else. I don't know what the fear is all about. I don't know what the fear is about, but we always quit. We quick to jump on, oh, black women, or we just black men. We quick to jump on each other, but we don't jump on anybody else.
That's sad.
And they sit back, they watch this, they laugh, and they play into it. Like I said, we're the entertainment.
Yeah, of course. You know that's what that's about. We're entertainment to them. They sit back and laugh at us, and they say, "Hey, look at them. You see, they can't even stay together. They can't stick together for nothing. All we got to do is just throw this out there and watch. It's like the lions. Just throw that piece of meat out there and watch them just go for them. So watch them kill each other over that piece of meat.
As soon as we think, well, I think maybe there's some hope of us uniting or getting something together. We start doing this, we start doing that. All of a sudden, boom. You ever notice there's some scandal come up? Something
mm-hmm.
comes out of nowhere to be like, oh, to get us all divided.
Yeah.
Something just comes automatically out of nowhere to get us all divided. It's interesting. Very, very interesting.
Very.
But it's sad. It's. I mean, I hate to be like, but it's not going to stop. I had a few conversations with people doing some things on Facebook. People said, "Well, what do you think we should do? What do you mean? I think the same thing you think. You just don't want to say it. We need to unify. We need to get some clarity about what we're doing. And what's crazy is when we say stuff like that, to other people it may sound kind of, you know, racist. Oh, well, you know, black this, but why do you guys feel you have? Because everybody else has their own thing. Why we can't have ours?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being not liking anyone else. It has nothing to do with anyone else, but we need to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we ain't doing that. We need to love ourselves. We need to love our community. We don't. What communities do we really have nowadays that are not drug infested or gang related or something going on? What do we have?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
Why do we always got the same stories coming out of the hood for years? Jay-Z made like 80 albums talking the same damn thing, different ways. It's not to knock his hustle, but I'm just saying, how is it we didn't evolve from that?
We never do. We just don't get it. We don't get it. As a people, we still don't get it. We're still asleep. We're not awakened.
Like, yo, crackheads are functioning now. They go to work and they smoke on the weekends. Like, really? Like, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? It's not like it used to be, man.
I know people still smoke crack.
Wow.
Well, they smoke something. Cocaine or whatever, but listen, it's more recreational than anything. People looking to be, oh, I'm going to be a kingpin. Kingpin or what? Listen, man, go get your degree. Go to school. Take that street game. Learn from what Jay-Z did. He took the street and brought it to the boardroom. But they still ain't.
Mm-hmm.
They still don't get it.
Nope.
They never will get it.
But then they look at him as, like I say, oh, he's a sellout. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's, you know, oh, he's not drug dealing Jay-Z anymore. You're not supposed to stay in that place. I mean, it's all fine. I mean, he's going to talk about that because this is what he grew up in, but you can't stay in that place.
Nah. You got to show some growth.
Stay in that place. You shouldn't stay in any, you shouldn't be stagnant in any place in your life. You shouldn't be stagnant in that.
Unless you guys been to the projects, lived in the projects, lived in the wards, you can't tell those people that because they live in
nope.
that on a day-to-day basis. So to say, you know, Jay-Z, he had a chance to get up out of that. Imagine if he didn't. He should have never even been in it. You know what I mean? You should have never even been
mm-hmm.
in the drug game. So what's really the message that we send it because it kind of sounds double standardish, you know?
And I can...
Yep.
and I can kind of agree with that, because that reminds me of the Cardi B situation, where now she's made it, she's making a lot of money, but she's going back, you know, talking about, well, hey, I used to do this, I used to, even though she doesn't do it now. I think inside the message that it is publicizing, it is a tainted, even with like little young guys, because even in Jay-Z's case, it's kind of rare that people can make it and you know, B come to his, you know, and I'm from that area where drug dealers are. Normally, we know that they, you know, either wind up being or getting high off their own supply. They either go to jail behind some, you know, becoming a product of the system, or either a lot of times become, you know, dead because somebody tried to rob them or things of that nature. So I'm not saying that we, you know, beat the brother down, but I think we have to be honest inside, you know, and like the sister said, not having a double standard, you know, where we are kind of like, you know, and that reminds me of like what Rick Ross said. He's praising Cardi B or telling everybody, well, don't beat down on her because she was being honest. You know, at the end of the day, if that's what you did, you know, and you are at a place where attention is on you and you are in black culture. Culture is something that helps support life. You know, I think some of those things should be out of the way when you got little children or little people listening to you, because if, you know, some of these young girls might take that message that Cardi B gave and say, well, hey, I'm going to go drug up somebody and try to, you know, rob them. But they wind up getting killed or something like that trying to do that crazy stuff.
Absolutely. I remember when I used to live in a project, Story Project. I remember one time where I saw something and it made me real confused as a kid. So, you know, you had the five percenters were outside in front of the building. They was hustling and they was doing their thing. I remember one day they was in front of the building hustling as usual, and then one of them screamed at this crackhead and said, "Yo, get the F out of here. Such and such is coming. His mom is coming over here. Get out of here. Get away from me." So wait, I was just watching. So homeboy stopped what he was doing. This little drug transaction to help one of the old ladies in the building bring her groceries in the house. Now, I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm confused. What part of the game is this? I mean, you selling drugs, 5%, but yet you stopping what you're doing to help old ladies. I mean, as confused as I was at the time, I kind of felt a little bit of pride, because I was like, wow, you actually felt it was necessary to help one of the elders in the building with their groceries. Interesting.
That's because there was respect.
Yeah, right. But you know what? That's the thing. Respect. Respect, man.
Respect.
Which is gone.
We used to have that respect. Because, see, once again, he made a choice. Those guys in front of the building, they made a choice to do what they was doing. And that's all. It's all good. But at the same time, I appreciated the fact that they still kept the respect going. Because there was a couple of times where my own mother was helped in the building with some groceries, and she turned around and gave one of them a couple of dollars. Oh, no, you ain't got to do that. And even though she knew what they was doing, she knew it.
Right.
I was like, yo, you could have gave me that money. She was like, shut up. She could have gave it to me. But she was just showing her appreciation, I guess, for the respect that they did.
It was a respect thing. Like I said, y'all heard me say it a couple of months back. This generation has broke all the 10 of Biggie crack of one of them was a kind of like, so I don't remember which one it was, but it had something to do with having respect for, you know, people. Or you didn't do, you know,
respect
you didn't do certain things around people or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
They don't bulk them on. They don't care. They don't care about nothing. These millennials
and, you know,
don't care about nothing and nobody.
And I will never, and when it comes down to cats, the people living in the pride, once again, everybody has a choice. They can make the choice. They can move. They can stay. But see, at the same time, just because you stay there, you don't have to make it miserable. Because I remember a time
exactly.
in the project, we were a community. There was the basketball court. Everybody was coming about supporting each other. Cats coming from another project. I mean, okay, granted, sometimes a fight did break out here and there. But, you know, it was more fighting than any shooting. But it was still all love. People, somebody from the next building knew your mother, and if you did something stupid, there was something. It was a sense of community. There was pride. It wasn't a hopelessness in the PJs back in the days. It wasn't a hopelessness.
And I can't say, even when you look at culture, I think culture mimics or imitates life, and life imitates, you know, culture or art. And just looking at the different art styles, the music that was, you know, different from back in the days, as opposed to the zero content of music of art we have nowadays, you know, it's terrible. And I can remember growing up in those, you know, those same communities, and that music would influence. You know, people say, well, hey, music can't make you. Music does inspire. Music does
mm-hmm.
encourage,
yeah, it does.
Or it can uninspire people, you know, to it can unmotivate people to do a thing or do things. So I think even when we look at those that are behind the music, they understand the importance of the drum, because the drum has everything to do with vibration, with the beat that's going on, you know, the pulsation that is in our community. The heartbeat, that's where everything in the body starts, with the heartbeat. So if your heartbeat is off, your body is going to be off. So a lot of times I think even when we look at, you know, take it a step further and look at the culture of nowadays, it is a one of trash. It is a one where it's okay for me to be the drug seller and also a big drug user. You know, like you said on Biggest Crack Commandments, you know, it says don't get high off your own supply. Now, it's a cool mm-hmm. thing to get high off your own supply and, you know, be your own, you know, be the biggest customer that you have is you. And so, but we shouldn't be surprised, because the Neanderthal, the Wazungu, the Peckerwood, he's doing what he's supposed to do in order to ensure the win for his side. It is now up to us, you know, to start having conversations like these so we can recreate culture. And I salute to the brother Nipsey Hussle. I heard he got killed. But, you know, I know he was trying to do different things, you know, and to help encourage and inspire people through the culture, through the music.
And not only just mm-hmm. through the culture and the music, through his community, through the, like, herbal products and things like that,
right.
doing things
mm-hmm.
health-wise, you know. So it's like when a brother comes up out of those slums and out of those wards, and now he's doing something more positive on a more conscious level, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's like, oh, let's take him out, you know. I don't know. It's,
right.
it's really, really
right.
sad.
It is bad.
That's right.
It is bad. And like, who said that he was doing he was supposed to be a part of a documentary?
A
documentary
on Dr. Sebi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's serious right there. It's deep. It's the people who know.
Very deep.
The Dr. Sebi is, you know what I'm saying? It's deeper than, yeah, it's something to that. But, you know, I'll let, you know. Whoever's, you know, out there listening, I'll let you do your homework. I ain't got much to say about it. But, you know, we can't always look at every day as a dark one. Sometimes our people really seem to think that unless they got money or they can, you know, they have to do something. They get money like they can't find no other way. Listen, I'm not saying money is not a tool that's needed to do what you need to do on a day-to-day basis in life, but money ain't always going to advance you to the place that you need to be. You know, follow the passion first. The money's always going to follow. Money always going to come. Whatever you do, no matter what, money going to come. But the thing is what you put in is what you get out of it. You know what I'm saying? What you put out is what you get back. If you put out negative, best believe somewhere along the line it's going to come back to you. that's why, once again, I'm this show, to a degree, it wasn't about Cardi B, Bill Cosby, or even Jussie Smollett. It's just about the actions that we take amongst each other and how we step on each other, how we consistently berate each other, how we consistently just stab each other, just beat each other. For what? Because of what somebody said? Because of some allegations? Like, I thought we were bigger than that. I thought we were better than that. I tried to think we're better and bigger than that, but apparently sometimes it seems like we're not. We're always going to continue to be sheep and get preyed on by the wolf. Everybody want to talk, oh, I'm a boss, I'm a boss. You ain't really. If you was a boss, you wouldn't have to say it. You just be it and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Bosses don't get bossed. They do what they do and keep it moving. But apparently that's just not the case right now, man. And it's just really sobering that the further some of us try to get, the more we get pulled back into the BS. You know, like I said earlier, when you raise your conscious level, sometimes you just got to distance yourself from those who choose not to ascend to your level. I mean, it is what it is, man. So, you know,
yeah.
Caller 7244. We did not get your name, brother. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. My name is Equanee. My name is Equanee.
Oh, what's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Yes,
welcome
sir.
Back to the show. Yeah, man. I was like, wait a minute. So I had to make sure
yes,
that I recognize the voice.
I put myself on mute.
Oh, it's good. It's all good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling in, brother. Really, really do appreciate it. I mean, very, brought up some valid points. Everyone here did. You're right. We need to have more conversations like this. But I remember back in the days how we used to stand on the corner and like drink beer and either rhyme or we would call, it was building. We would be on the corner talking, just kicking it.
Yep,
nowadays,
exactly.
You can't even do that no more because they'll think that you're about to riot or doing something. You can't even do it no more. But conversations like this is something that, yeah, we definitely need. We definitely need it every day. You know, our youth need it. I think somewhere along the line, us, as the ones that are soon to be elders, need to kind of put it in perspective for the youth. We need to set themselves, we need to set them up for the next phase. Because it's kind of like, I mean, shit, I remember when it was before you turned 25, we was dropping dead. Guys were dropping dead left and right. But then it got to a point where you did make it to 25 because we weren't expected to. And what was the game plan? We didn't have any. Because he wasn't expecting to make it.
Yep.
So I guess to a degree,
absolutely,
we kind of failed. We kind of failed the generation coming, or that's here, because we didn't have a game plan. Because once again, we wasn't expecting to make it.
Nope.
So.
That's true.
That's
that being, yeah. Yeah. But with that being said, thank you, brother, for calling.
Thank you.
And thank you for, you know, adding, you know, your thoughts. Very much appreciated. And to everyone else, Big Red, K-Dog, Lady
yes,
T, you guys
yeah.
have a good night. It's another one in the can. Hopefully, Absolute Truth tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio, Hot Rod, Lady T, Sean Black, K-Dog. Make sure you tune in. On that note, another one in the can. Guys, have a good night. Be safe.
All right. Later, guys.
All right. Peace out.
Peace
out, guys.